ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 8th canto, chapter 4. Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Text 13. Evam vimokhya gajajuthapam abjanabhas tenapi पार्षदगतिं गमितेन युक्तः गन्धर्वसिद्ध विबुधये उपगीयमान कर्माद्भुतं स्वभवनं गरुडासनो अगात एवं विमोक्ष गजजुथपम अब्जनाभस तेनापि पार्षद गतिं गमितेन युक्तः गंधर्व सिद्ध विबुधैरुपगीयमाना कर्माद्भुतं स्वभवनं गरुडासनोगात। एवं विमुख्य गजजुथपं अब्जनाभस तेनापि पार्षदगतिं गमितेन युक्तः गन्धर्वसिद्ध विबुधैरुपगीयमान कर्माद्भुतं स्वभवनं गरुडासनोगात। एवं विमोक्ष गजयूथपम अब्जनाभस तेनापि पार्षद गतिं गमितेन युक्तः गंधर्व सिद्ध विबुधैरुपगीयमान कर्माद्भुतं स्वभवनं गरुडासनगात। वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस विमोक्ष डिलीवरिंग Gajajuthapam, the king of elephants, Gajendra. Abjanabha, the supreme personality of Godhead, from whose navel sprouts a lotus flower. Tena, by him, Gajendra. Api, also. Parsadagatim, the position of the Lord's associate. Gamitena, who had already gotten. Yuktaha, accompanied. Gandharava, by the denizens of Gandharva Loka. Siddha, the denizens of Siddha Loka. Vibhudhai, and by all great learned sages. Upagiyamana, we are being glorified. Karma, whose transcendental activities. Adbhutam, all wonderful. Sobhavanam, to his own abode. Garuda Asana, sitting on the back of Garuda. Agat, return. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Upon delivering the king of the elephants from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence, which resembles a crocodile, the Lord awarded him the status of Sarupya Mukti in the presence of all the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, and the other demigods who were praising the Lord for his wonderful transcendental activities. The Lord, sitting on the back of his carrier, Garuda, returned to his all wonderful abode and took Gajendra with him. In this verse, the word vimokhya is significant. For a devotee, mokhya or mukti, salvation means getting the position of the Lord's associate. The impersonalists are satisfied to get the liberation of merging in the Brahman effulgence. But for a devotee, mukti or liberation means not to merge in the effulgence of the Lord, but to be directly promoted to the Vaikuntha planets and to become an associate of the Lord. In this regard, there is a relevant verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 8. Tatte nukampam susumikhyamano bhunjano evatma kritam vipakam hidvabhapurbhir vidadhan namaste jibetayo mukti padesadayabhak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, word and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. A devotee who tolerates everything in this material world and patiently executes his devotional service can become mukti pade sodaya bhak, a bona fide candidate for liberation. The word daya bhak refers to a hereditary right to the Lord's mercy. A devotee must simply engage. He automatically becomes a rightful candidate for promotion to the Lord, gets the right to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. Just as son inherits the property of his promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. Just as son inherits the property of his father. When a devotee Just as son inherits the property of his father. When a devotee gets liberation, he becomes free from material contamination and engages as a servant of the Lord. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6, Muktirhitva Anyatharupam Swarupena Devasthiti. The word Swarupa refers to Sarupya Mukti, going back home, back to Godhead, and remaining the Lord's eternal associate, having regained a spiritual body, exactly resembling that of the Lord, with four hands, holding the Sankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. The difference between the Mukti of the impersonalists and that of the devotee is that the devotee is immediately appointed an eternal servant of the Lord, where the impersonalists, although merging in the effulgence of the Brahma Jyoti, is still insecure and therefore generally falls again to this material world. Aruhya krichena param padam tatah patanti adha anadrita jasmad angrayah. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32. Although the impersonalist rises to the Brahman effulgence and enters into that effulgence, he has no engagement in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is again attracted to materialistic philanthropic activities. Thus, he comes down to open hospitals and educational institutions, feed poor men, and perform similar materialistic activities. Who is the impersonalist thinks are more precious than serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anadritaha yusmat angraya. The impersonalists do not think that the service of the Lord is more valuable than serving the poor man or starting a school or hospital. Although they say, Brahman satya jagat mithya, Brahman is real and the material world is false, they are nonetheless very eager to sort the false material world and neglect the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisai Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Evam Vimokhya Gajajuthapam Abjanavas Tenapi Parsada Gatim Gamitena Yuktaha Gandharva Siddha Vibhuthai Rupagiyamana Karamadhutam So Bhavanam Garudasanagat. Upon delivering the king of the elephants from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence which resembles a crocodile, the Lord awarded him the status of Sarupya Mukti. In the presence of the Gandharvas, the Siddhas and other demigods who were praising the Lord for his wonderful transcendental activities, the Lord, sitting on the back of his carrier Garuda, returned to his all wonderful abode and took Gajendra with him. So we are hearing this episode about the Gajendra Mukhya, is famous in Srimad Bhagavatam. How Gajendra returned to the spiritual world. And specifically the prayers of Gajendra was very famous, already discussed in the previous verses. So that is the goal of life, to return to the spiritual world. This is okay? This is the goal of life? Yes. Return to the spiritual world. So Gajendra, he was a devotee in his previous life also. He was a king Indradimna, as in the 7th verse in this chapter is mentioned that he was a Pandya king in South India, in Tamil king or Pandya. And he renounced his family life, everything. He went to the Malayachala hill and he performed austerity, great austerity. His hairs become very long, they matted hairs, and he was just sitting in secluded place and meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So some other Agastya Muni, in course of his traveling, he came to that spot with his disciples. And the king, being he was in trance, he was in meditating Krishna. So he was just sitting peacefully. But the sage did not like this. Agastya Muni become little agitated, then he curse him. He may become an elephant. So that is the history, how become elephant. But everything actually arranged by the Supreme Lord. So because otherwise how this Gajendra would return so quickly, return back to Godhead in one, just like many cases in Bhagavatam, like Rudra Asura's case, Maharachitra Ketu. He was cursed by Parvati, so he also returned back to Godhead very quickly. Otherwise he was a Gandharva king for long, long times. He was enjoying life there. So in this way, that's Prabhupada is quoting this verse, that's why in this context, from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 8. Tattenu kampam susumukhyamano bhunjana evam pritam vipakam hidvag vapur bhir vidadhan namaste jibeto yo mukti padaya padesadaya bhak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions. Due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in a devotional service with his mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances to you as certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. But actually, when Sarvam Bhattacharya was reciting this verse in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent the word Mukti Pade. He recited as Bhakti Pade, so Daya Bhaka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, why changing the verse? You have no right to change the original verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was a Mayavadi in the beginning, and he was thinking to merge in Brahman effulgence is the goal of life. But after getting associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and hearing his explanation of the Vedanta Sutra, then he became a devotee. Mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatad bhaktir ahetuki toyi. Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to say, Pasu pakhi hoi thaki swarge ba niraye tab bhakti rahu bhakti binod hridaye. O Lord, you may give me a birth, and species of birds or animals, pasu pakhi, I don't care, but give me the boon that I may remember you all the, in any situation, I can remember you all the time. I may engage in your devotional service. Kita jane janmi hau tvadasa bahir mukha brahma janme nahi asa. I don't want to be appointed as a brahma in heaven, as a creator. Rather, I want to maybe born as an insect in the house of a devotee, so I may get the chance of performing some little devotional service unto your lotus feet. That is the goal of life. The devotee did not like even liberation. There are five kinds of liberations. Sarupya, Samipya, Salokya, Shasti, and Sajujya, the Vaishnavas never accept this. Kaivalya Narakayate, Tridasa Purva Akasa Puspayate, Kya Brahma Ane, Brahma Mahendradi Kitayate, is just like this verse from Chaitanya Chandra Amrita. So a devotee never considered this. The Sajujya Mukti, he did not aspire for the heavenly planets. Even the posts of Brahma and Indra, they are very insignificant for a devotee. If he did not get chance to serve Supreme Lord. You saw the crow, no one likes crow. But there was a devotee crow of Lord Rama. Who is this? Kaka Bhusundi, a crow. But he was glorified. He has everyone like him because he became a devotee of Krishna. Devotee of Rama. Even a vulture, no one liked a vulture. But Jatayu, he was a vulture. Because he engaged his body in service of Ram, Ramachandra himself performed his last rites in funeral activities. Who is more fortunate than the vulture like Jatayu? That's why Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, I don't want, you may give me birth of an animal, like here an elephant, or you may give me birth as a bird. I don't care. But please allow me to remember you all the time, to glorify you all the time. Maybe engaged in glorifying you. If someone is cursed like this, he get a body of a demon or body of an animal, they are not lost. But if someone caused you to forget Krishna, that is the greatest curse. Because the essence of all the sadhana bhakti is smartabhya satatan vishnu vismartabhya najatuchit sarva vidhi nisedhesu etoyar evakinkar. All these rules, regulations, whatever you are following, what is the goal? Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So if someone achieves that goal, so then his life is perfect. That is the teachings of Bhagavatam. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mokhya, this is the other acharyas. All acharyas told about this. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mokhya. Specifically, Bhagavatam is advising about Prema, Pumartha, Mahan. This famous verse in Bhagavatam is chanted by Lord Shiva when chastising Parvati, when Parvati curses Maharaj Chitraketu to become a demon. And Maharaj Chitraketu just folded his hand, paid obeisances at lotus feet of Mother Parvati, and he accepted the curse. Peacefully he accepted it. Then Lord Shiva is telling, look, the glories of Vaishnavas. You are known as Vaishnavi Devi, you curse this Vaishnava, but he has the capability to curse you, return the curse. He can curse you again also. But he did not curse you. He simply accepted it. And at the mercy of the Supreme Lord, desire of Supreme Lord. Because without the desire of Supreme Lord, nothing could happen. Ultimate sanction is by Krishna. There was a famous verse, Narayana Parasarve na vibhyasyati kaschana swarga apavarga narakesu api tulyartha darshina. For a devotee, everything is equal. Whether it is hell, heaven, or it is earthly planet, or it is in a Vaikuntha Loka, wherever may be. He simply meditate how to serve the Supreme Lord, how to glorify the Lord, always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So that is the goal of life. We may be in any situation, but we must, if Krishna is specially merciful, he allowed us to remember him all the time. This is Krishna is telling Yoga Kheman Baha Meham. Ananya chintayanto mang je jana paribhasate tesa nityam bhyuktanam yoga khemang bahameham. Krishna never allowed to destroy the devotional service of his devotee. He progresses up to certain, it remains there, he cannot be go down. And if he has desired something and progress in path of devotional service, Krishna protects, gives protection to the devotee to achieve the ultimate goal of remembering him all the time. So though Vajendra was cursed by Agastya Muni, he peacefully accepted the curse. He was not disturbed. So that is, he became an elephant, but still when he came in danger, in a dangerous position, so Krishna gave him a chance. Mataha smutir jnanam apohanam cha sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto. Mataha smutir jnanam apohanam cha. Without Krishna's mercy, how can we remember? He gave the remembrance from within. Dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite. He gave the intelligence. By following that intelligence, by that mercy of the Supreme Lord, we can remember him. Just we cannot see the sun with the help of other lights. It is only the sunlight can help us to see the sun. In night you cannot see by putting some electricity, some halogens, you cannot see sun. Similarly, if someone wants to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then you have to surrender to Krishna. By his mercy only you can get his favor. So that's why a devotee is remain peaceful. He never disturbed in any situation. That is the first quality of a devotee. Titikhyava, tolerance. Titikhyava, karunika, suhuda, sarvadehinam, ajata, satrava, santa, sadhava, sadhu bhushana. As Kapildev told. So, that is the ornaments of a sadhu. He tolerates everything. Tunadapi sunichena, dororopi, sahishnuna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya, sadahari. So that is the goal. So we see, but this here is this Gajendra was attacked, elephant from clutches of the, by a crocodile. So Prabhupada's translation is telling also, from material existence, this material existence is also resembles a crocodile. So crocodile, the material existence, sometimes it is also compared to kala sarp, a snake. Just want to swallow us. Or a crocodile, he just cut the feet of Gajendra. So, to make in other yugas, we see when the Lord wants to make his devotee free from the clutches, from the such clutches here. So Gajendra, to give protection to Gajendra, because this part is describing about posana, how Lord protects his devotees, give protection to his devotees. So he sent, so the, how he caught the shoulder or neck of the crocodile to protect the Gajendra, what he used? The Sudarshan disc. Many such examples. But there is also, in Krishna's pastime we see, there is one snake. When he there, one time Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasis, they went in pilgrimage to the Ambika forest. Ambika forest, then there, they performed some worship of Lord Shiva and Parvati, they performed some demon fasting whole night and some austerity. Then in the just last part of his night, just there, Nanda Maharaj taking rest, then one snake come, huge snake. Just started swallowing whom? Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj started crying and just shouting. Half was already swallowed by the snake. Started shouting, "Oh my son, Krishna, Krishna, please save me. I have no other shelter. You are only my shelter. Please protect me." All the coward men, what they are doing? Taking the firewood and torchlights, there is a beating the snake, but still the snake was not released, Nanda Maharaj. Everyone was crying, shouting. So hearing this cry of Nanda Maharaj, then Krishna came. What Krishna did? He simply kicked, just touched his feet, kicked the snake. Immediately the snake transferred into Gandharva. He explained his previous life. Here is also same case, but here is he has to use his Sudarshan, his disc, to cut the neck of crocodile, then crocodile transported into a Gandharva also, who Gandharva in his previous life, and Gajendra also coming in transcendental form. Lord awarded him as associate, position of associate, and he took him with him personally to his abode. But this in age of Kali, what to do? That is in Dwapara. Krishna did like this, thus delivered. There is a crocodile in Goradaha. Where? In Navadip, in Godrum Deep. Where there is a crocodile was residing in a lake. There is a lake, there was a crocodile was residing. And so because of this crocodile, even the cows, no one was just dare to put their feet in the water there. Cows were very thirsty, but they would like this very sweet water, but they could not go to it, and they are shouting, making sound. So the coward men, they explained to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is a huge crocodile is inside this water, in this lake. So, please do, can you do something? Because these cows are, they like to drink this water. Because of this crocodile, they are not going inside. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? What he did? Simply started Sankirtan, loud Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every huge Sankirtan. There Nityananda Prabhu was there, Gadadhar, Shiva, everyone. Shouting this nice Kirtan, when the loud Kirtan. So what happened? The crocodile come out from water. Come out, just touch the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just paying obeisances, then immediately transferred into a demigod body, it was a demigod child. It was caused by Durvasa Muni. Then he explained, I was a demigod child. Then one time Durvasa Muni was sleeping in Kamya Vana. He has a big matted hair. So he was sleeping, so he was going and cutting his cutting his jata, his hairs. That's why Durvasa became angry and caused him to become a crocodile. So in this age of Kali, if you want to make us ourselves free from the clutches of crocodile, that is compared here just to material clutches. Everyone of us is in this cycle of birth and death. Here, you're sitting. Because we have not received the full mercy of the Krishna. So, in this age, we cannot remember the whole verses of this Gajendra Stuti. Gajendra Mukhya, someone suggesting you go to Louis Bazaar and get this book, Gajendra Mukhya. It is not possible to recite all this. Even if you cannot recite properly, the meaning will be different. Sanskrit verses. So, in this age of Kali, there is no other way. If you want to make ourselves free from the clutches of this crocodile, this material existence, and if you want to make ourselves free from this cycle of birth and death, then we have to simply take shelter of Dijugadharma Harinama Sankirtan. Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteiva. Nasteiva, Nasteiva Gatiranyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Eyami Dilam Mahamantra. This is the Mahamantra. I give this Mahamantra. Ghare Giya Japa Iha Kariya Nirbandha. Go to your home and start chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra. There is no other way. Iha haite sarvasiddhi haive sabha. Sarvakala japa iha vidhi nahi yaar. By simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can achieve all sorts of perfection, whatever you desire. Even Haridas Thakur told, if you chant holy name offensively, all your material desires will get fulfilled. By namabhasa you achieve liberation. And by pure name you achieve Krishna Prem. You achieve the pure love of Godhead. So that's why in this age there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is only way is chant and be happy. That is the message of Bhagavatam. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti hi eka mahan guna. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga parangrajet. To become free from the clutches of maya, or to become free from the cycle of birth and death in this age of Kali, there is no other way. Nama sankirtana jasya sarva papa pranasana. So in this age of Kali, we cannot follow these footprints of Gajendra, but we cannot offer such a long prayers. Sometimes we pray it is the prayers of the Vaishnava Acharyas, very nice also, very helpful to come to the proper mood of chanting holy name, to become very humble. That's why there's so many prayers by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, by Narottam Das Thakur. Chanting these prayers, we can come to this mood, become very humble. Mosamo patita prabhu napaive ar. That's why we have to come to that position. I am very meek and humble because Krishna hears the prayers of a surrendered devotee. And he sees how intensely this person is crying, how they are approaching me. Gajendra was such intense, intensely, he has no help, no other way. So he was just taking a lotus flower and started praying to the Lord. We must, that's why Prabhupada told you, will chant this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, then you must think like that. Just like a baby, like a small child. Some other he lost, his parents, his mother, crying and shouting. So we have to chant this mantra, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, so intensely, then it can attract even all attractive Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. But if you chant this Mahamantra which is intense, desire will crying in a mood of crying, Krishna definitely hear our prayer. So Prabhupada is in his purport in concluding section, he is a little giving his comment on the Mayavadis, those who are running after Sajuja Muktis, and Prabhupada is telling you what is the value of the Sajuja Mukti. Simply because of forgetting the lotus feet of Krishna, anadritam jasmat angraya, because he is neglecting and is the lotus feet of Krishna, they could not understand what is the goal of life. Patanti adha, again and again they come falling down. So devotees are actually in proper position, specifically Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they got the special mercy from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started Gauranita, they started the Sankirtan movement, and they forecasted in Chaitanya Mangal, in Sutrakhand, there is mentioned. If Mahaprabhu told those some people, they will not, they did not like, they will hide themselves. They will go to the very far away, to other state, Dura Desa Jai. They go to very far away, to the western countries. They hide there, here, there, Africa, in America, then Senapati Bhakta Jaive Tathai. My Senapati, this, I will send my Senapati Bhakta, who? Srila Prabhupada. He will go there, and then he preach, engage him again. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes the Mayavadi is also chanting Hare Krishna. If you go to Mayavadi ashrams, some places they are also chanting. Kirtan is going on there also. But what difference between Kirtan in Mayavadi ashram and Kirtan is in Iskan? You go to Shiva, even in Parishikas, you will see Sivanandas at divine level, to many places. They have also chanting. But we are also chanting. What is the difference? They are chanting Hare Krishna but thinking to march into Brahmajyoti. So that is the goal. But we know we are chanting, but we are begging, please engage us in your devotional service. Oh Krishna, oh all attractive Krishna, oh pleasure giving, oh Rama, please engage us in your service. Oh Radhesham, please engage us in your devotional service. This is the goal of life. So just time is up, 9 o'clock. So any question or comment? Yes. Koriyani? Kori any bandha? What is today? ইহা হইতে সর্বসিদ্ধি হইবে সবার সর্বকাল জপ ইহা বিধি নাহি আর করিয়া নির্বন্ধ নির্বন্ধ মিন্স টু টেক এন ভাও নির্বন্ধ মিন্স টু টেক এ ভাও Hare Krishna.
I was listening to one devotee. He said that chanting Nama Mas, you get deliverance and you go back to God.
Yes. Nama Bhase Ajam Milo Vaikuntha Gelare.
So what's the benefit of chanting Sutta Nama? If you chant Sutta Nama, you also go back to God.
But you don't have to get the devotional service, to get the intimate to become a citizen of Vaikuntha, to become an associate of Krishna, getting a devotional service. It's not the same. No, you can become a resident. So, but if you want intimate service of Krishna, so then you have to surrender to a spiritual master, accept a spiritual master, who is an intimate servant of Krishna, Nikunja Jona Rati Keli Siddhai, Yayali Bhir Juktira Pekhaniya, Tatrati Dakhya Dati Vallavasya, Bande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam. And you have to surrender to an intimate devotee of Krishna. Seva Adhikara Diye Karani Jadasi, we are praying to Tulsi Maharani.
So, the Lord of Vrindavan, you have to have Krishna pray.
Yes. That is the specific gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum urnata ujjvala rasam so bhakti sriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipita sada hrudaya kandare spuratubha sachinandanah. Mangalacharanist Krishnadas Kaviraja is telling. That Sachinandan may be always in my heart, he is meditating. Anarpita charing, no one given this before. He gave this Krishna prema. Distributing a mahavadanyaya, Krishna prema pradayate. So
Nama Bhasa Kaivalya Bhakti.
Yeah. Nama Bhasa can give you, also liberation. I don't know, here is. Ajambala did not get the Sajvaja Mukti. He can get Mukti. Become a citizen of the. They not all are not the get the service. There are some Santarasas. So Santarasas, you can come to the that devotee in Santaras. So there are no service. Service started from Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurji. So their service. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, চারি ভাবে প্রেম দিয়া তারি মু সংসার চারি ভাবে দাস্য সাক্ষ্য বাৎসল্য মাধুর্য নট শান্ত নট টোল শান্তরস ওকে হরে কৃষ্ণ